You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is Debbie Laux, and you're listening to the Horsemanship Radio. Thanks for joining us. Horsemanship Radio airs on the 1st and the 15th of the month, and it's brought to you by Hands-On Gloves, the all-in-one shedding, grooming, and bathing gloves. Bia Franco is the first woman from Brazil, and currently the only one, to receive a Monty Roberts instructor certification. She's based in Barretos, Sao Paulo, and together with her husband, Valdo, Franco is also a Monty Roberts certified instructor, and they train horses and teach Monty's concepts on their ranch. Bia's focus is to teach using Monty's methods to show people in Brazil that violence is never the answer. When Bia started her journey to learn Monty's concepts, she was afraid of horses and is now living proof that you can overcome your fears and achieve your dreams. What's great about hands-on gloves? First, they remove hair beautifully. The nodules are designed to grab loose hair without pulling. Second, you can use them wet or dry. Dry brushing, bathing, shampooing, they do it all. The gloves don't slip when they're wet, which is a huge deal for bath time. Three, you have way more control than a traditional brush. Your hands follow the contours of the animal's body, around the face, down the legs, under the belly, over the hips. No awkward angles, just natural position. And, you know, the last thing is animals really trust them because it's your hands doing the grooming. Horses and pets accept them much easier than a hard plastic brush. They're great for young horses, sensitive-skinned horses, rescue animals, animals new to handling, and they protect your hands, too. We trust them. You can, too. At Monty Roberts University, we have one of the most comprehensive, accessible, and transformative equine education platforms in the world. Here's what makes it truly exceptional. We have over 900 video lessons from Monty himself and top trainers all over the world. We learn the language of equus on there. Monty Roberts University is built around Monty's lifelong work of decoding equus, the nonverbal communication system that horses use naturally. The university teaches people how to listen to horses and respond in a way that builds trust instead of fear, changing training relationships forever. You can learn anytime, anywhere. The platform is available 24/7 on any device, and it's proven gentle and science-backed methods. We solve real-world problems. The university covers issues that riders encounter every day: spooking, bucking, trailer loading, tying, catching, leading, groundwork, and more. Demonstrated on real horses with real behaviors. So come learn with us at Monty Roberts University. There's new lessons every week. We have fresh content that keeps the learning alive. Students get new episodes featuring Monty and guest trainers, special horses, and behind-the-scenes insights from the farm. Go to MontyRobertsUniversity.com. Come learn with us. Well, welcome. We have Bia. Can we call you Bia? Do we have to say Beatrice?
Bia is good. I love being called Bia.
Okay, we call her Bia. So Bia Franco, appreciate you being here. And I'm excited because this is a long list now that we have of instructors. And we're getting through our list by interviewing those, especially those that are far away. And we're fortunate to be sitting down together, even though you're from Brazil, Barretos. How many hours on a airplane do you need to go to get there?
Oh my gosh, it's like 14 hours of airplane. But if you think door to door is 24.
Amazing.
To leave my house here and get to my house there is 24 hours.
Yeah. So you live a long way away from where we're sitting right now. And I appreciate that you came. You came to take the intermediate course, which was a pilot. It's our first intermediate course. Why did you come to take that? You're a certified instructor. What did you need that for?
Oh, I'm so glad to be here and to be a part of this launch of this amazing program. That's the intermediate course where you learn all the skills you're going to need for the advanced course with horses that are going to be good for you, that they are going to teach you too. Because on the advanced, you're the one that's going to have to teach the horse.
Because it's an unstarted horse.
Right? An unstarted horse, yes. And so on the intermediate course, you learned all that skills that you're going to need for the advanced course to help the horses there. Mm-hmm. And I think it was an amazing idea. And I'm so happy that we're putting this in practice on this week that we did. And it was the start of many more to come.
Good. Yeah, it was more than a week too. You were about 10 days grinding it out, yeah?
Oh yeah, 10 days. And it was an amazing journey, these 10 days. But it's really, really a special thing that we put it together, the team with a lot of work, and the realization of it, it's amazing to be a part of it. I'm really proud and happy that I'm here.
Good. We're so happy you're here. And it's really a two years in the making to put this together, because it always seems easy on the surface, but it's like a duck, you know, swimming on the water. Lots going on under the water. It looks so calm on top. But there's a lot of moving parts that we have to put together for these courses. So I'm really happy to have you here where we can really workshop it. And you had students from Italy, now France, you had
Germany and Poland. Mm-hmm. It was a very good class. Austria, Mexico.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So very cool. Very cool to have you here doing that. But I wanted to get into you a little bit too, in your story, because you have an unusual story. And I think, you know, maybe everybody thinks their story is unusual, but let's have you tell the story, because it's partially that you and your husband are both certified now. So he's a little bit of the story, but I want to hear Bea's story today and how you came about getting, I don't know, maybe talked into horses a little bit. Is that fair?
When I was a kid, we would ride horses when... But then I moved to the United States with Waldo. For 17 years we lived here. And then one day we are here in our home in Los Angeles, and he goes, it was a little bit before COVID or during COVID, I don't recall. And he goes, oh, I want to go to Brazil and have our horses tamed for our kids because I want them to be able to do. And I'm like, okay. I see. And then he starts Googling and he finds Monty Roberts and he tells me, come on, there is this course. It's only 3 hours away from home and we're late because they're already in module three. And I'm like, and this was like Friday. I think the course started Monday or something like that. And I'm like, okay, let's go see. Or I don't recall the dates very well. And then here I come with him, because he wanted to see how it is done with on a gentle way of horses, because back home it's like you never know what you're gonna get in Brazil. Like, even though people are starting this gentle ways, there are still some guys that are the macho men that are using violence with the horses. So then we come here and we are in love with the message of nonviolence and how you can do all the things with the horses, and then we're hooked, right? And so then gentling wild horses is starting, as like in 3 days. And Waldo goes like, oh, this is the one that I really wanted to do. And I'm like, okay, so you can stay. I tell him, you can stay. I'll go back to the kids and you stay. And then for some reason, I got into it. And then we're like calling his dad to see if they can stay another 2 weeks with the kids, because the gentling wild horse course was starting. And they said yes. So it was a bunch of yeses into my horse journey that I can't explain that happened, you know, other than it was like, no, a yes, and the path and all the doors were opening. It's not something that I really was looking for, but it was just like the doors were all opening, and I was like, oh, I'll follow that path then, because I think this is the life right there. And that's how it basically happened.
Yeah, amazing. And you live in an area that's pretty agricultural, so it was suited. You inherited the farm? Is that right where you had horses out there that needed to be started? So those are some of those yes open doors?
Yeah, those, well, that was on Waldo's family side, but my parents also have a farm. They're not as active as Waldo's family, but we did have all these horses stand there. Our city has the biggest rodeo. We call it the biggest rodeo in the world because the rodeo party, it's because it's rodeo mixed with party. So,
so it's at least as big a party as
it is the rodeo. But no, but all the cowboys in the country, they want to win ours, our rodeo. So it's a very established and important rodeo in Brazil and I think in Latin America. Very recognizable, very professional, and everything is like really, really nice over there for the rodeos.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. We went, Dad went, and there's a lot of people there. It's the biggest audience he's ever actually demonstrated. Join up first saddle, bridle, and rider on with a, was it a Criollo? Kind of horse was it?
I think it was a Manga Larga.
Was it a Manga Larga? A little bit bigger.
Yeah, but a little bigger. Either a Manga Larga or the quarter horse. I'm not so sure. I don't.
Yeah, it was an amazing, amazing evening though. Amazing evening. We actually had to do two demonstrations, which was really fun, but the audience is probably, we've probably talked a little bit about that. So I want to stay on you.
And we had you guys hooked for 10 days.
You did.
Back on party.
Amazing. I've never stayed up that late since college.
And eating barbecue every day, huh?
Oh my God. I came back oozing meat. It was the best though. Absolutely the best. So, okay. On Bia though.
Yeah.
You are afraid of horses. You told us before the Gentling Wild course, Gentling Wild Horse, by the way, course, which is probably the wildest course we have. I mean, the horses certainly come the wildest. And the people are very interested in the language of equus. And it's pure with the wild horse because it's pretty unadulterated.
Yeah.
You know, these horses don't have a lot of trust in people, either with good cause or they just haven't been around them to know enough. Why were you afraid of horses?
Well, I think the disconnection in life that I had with the horses, but also because when I was a young kid, like we would ride, but then my sister fell from the horse. And I think that was one trigger right there. And then I just was unplugged from all that, from all the farm stuff, the horses, because here in America was work and kids and family and dinners, you know. And so I think you put that down. And then when I was, some trips we made, Waldo wanted to go on horseback riding. I'm like, no, no, no. And this is not my thing. And then when I got here, I was like, no, I'm really scared of them. I think they're going to bite me. I think they're going to kick me or strike me. I don't know. I mean, all possibilities are there, right? And then I got here and they tell me that the first option of the horse is flight. So I don't know why I believe these people. I guess they're super the most knowledgeable people that in the horse industry. So I was like, okay, so if they're telling me that the first thing that they're gonna do is flight and not fight, I put that into my head then and erased the part. But you gotta have the contact, you gotta have the knowledge to see if the horse is gonna strike. And this is all something that I learned here with you guys, and I'm very happy that I did, because now I can just be relaxed with a horse and enjoy the moment that we have together, because I know that there's nothing going to happen right there.
Mm-hmm. I remember one of the first little things that we did together was in this round pen, and we happened to have, I don't think the company exists anymore, a way to track your heart rate and the horse's heart rate at the same time. And you remember we were seeing if they sync, and they did sync. Did that have any, were there any light bulb moments on that?
I think I did. I did hear with you guys one day that we put it on me. And on that time, I was still skittish with the horse. I wasn't 100% that I was, it was, I mean, it's not that you still have a little bit of afraidness when you, yeah, and you're trying to regulate. But yes, I remember that moment that we synced the horse and I with the, and how high my heart rate would go. And
yeah, his heart rate it was clever, though. It was a polar product or something too. Yeah, I wish we still had something like that. It is pretty cool to watch how horses and people can sync, whether your rate goes up, so then theirs does, or the other way around, too. What tips do you have for people who say, you know what, that's kind of my story. I was afraid of horses a little bit, and now I'm fascinated by them, but I'm a little unsure. What would you tell somebody that like that?
Well, I think first, you got to be calm. And the second one, get educated. Learn about them. See that that's not the point, that it's things that it's in your head. And that you can learn the language of the horse, you can learn their way, you can sync with them. And on that synchronization, you can feel it, how the horse is feeling. And you can try to bring him down when you are calm enough, because you're not scared anymore. And then you can start helping them to calm down as well. And you're the one that's telling them, no, it's gonna be okay. At the beginning of my journey, the horses would tell me that it was going to be okay, mm-hmm. right? Because the horses here were amazing. So they would tell, no, it's okay. But you know, they're still singing with you. And then as your education keeps going on and you learn on how the horses behave and what are they telling you, then you can start telling the horse, no, everything's going to be fine and you can calm down because we're going to get there.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And so you're communicating with that horse. Do you remember still the first horse that you put the first saddle, bridle, and rider on? It was probably in Brazil,
with Waldo. Mm-hmm. After we did the gentling here in a, I was still a little bit scared of horses. And we came home, we had four horses that Waldo and I started. And one particular horse, his name is Storm. Yeah, because he was the one that would bite all the other. By that time, we didn't castrate them.
Mm-hmm.
So they were all stallions.
And how
the
old?
Horses we
a
had,
years
like
old, three
four
years.
Or five, yeah. 5 years old, and stallions horses that we started. They were all stallions. So then as our education went higher, then it's when we started, okay, now we need to fix the horses. But when we started, so I was scared. And then this horse in particular was the nightmare of the farm, right? Because he was the one that would kick the other horses, would bite them and fight and jump fences, open gates. It was like crazy. And we started him as well. And then, then I was very comfortable with him at the floor, but I wouldn't ride him.
You're on the ground first.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was, I think, my biggest teacher, mm-hmm. that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Waldo and I did this four horses. He's still with us, and he's, what a sweet horse.
Is he?
Yes.
He's a sweetheart now. Now he's a little bit older. And
yeah.
And
wiser,
just like you.
Not a stallion anymore.
And now you have experience having students there on your farm in Brazil.
Yes.
What's that been like?
Oh, it's amazing. We do hold the courses there. We build a round pen. We build an arena. Not arena.
Yep.
It's an arena.
Arena.
And so we have the students can stay in the farm because we have places for everybody to sleep in. And so it's like a complete immersive experience, mm-hmm. for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like really nice that we get our horses that we started, and then now they are teaching people on how to be gentle and how to communicate with them. So it's been an amazing journey and experience.
Do you think of yourself as a professional horse trainer, or do you think of yourself as more of an instructor connecting with horses? For
I'm definitely an instructor connecting horses with people. I want to teach people the most I can that they can be gentle, that they don't need violence to treat a human or to treat a horse or a dog or any animal that we have in this world. And so this has been my main purpose on this journey, and to work with people that needs that type of guidance, that violence is not the answer.
Do you think this has changed your life?
Oh, for sure. it went in a completely direction. Since I put my first steps here in this farm and we're hooked, and now we have a mission. And it's funny because when we lived here in California, Waldo and I, we always wanted to do something in Brazil to help people. Mm. And because we are so fortunate to have the life we have. And some people don't. And we always think, how can we make that happen down there? But then it was like, as this is the answer. And, you know, gentleness and nonviolent ways goes a long way to start being better to each other and to making a better living for a lot of people.
Well, I want to thank you, too, for the work that you've done with the kids at Hope. That is down in Campinas, Brazil, a little south of you, I think.
Yeah, it's a little south. It's close to São Paulo, a city. It's kids that's being neglected or kids that lived with violence and that they are violent with each other or with their teachers and with their community. So one time I was particularly there that there was this kid that you hear when you get there, you already start hearing, oh, there is this kid that he's so violent that I'm scared of him being violent with me. And this is you hearing from big guys, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you go like, oh my gosh, maybe there's a reason why I'm here. And then we start the class, and then we start the class with with the fathers and mothers first. Mm-hmm. Because they're fathers and mothers.
They kind of call them families, don't they? Where they have a husband and wife that is sort of the foster parent.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So then you're doing class and then you're hearing about this kid. And then when I'm at lunch, I see this big kid and I'm like, I have a feeling right there that it could be this kid. And then as we walk out, he's talking to a teacher. And then we go to say hi to this teacher and him as well. And he thinks that I'm an American speaking English.
Oh, right.
Only. So then he comes and talks to me like, hello, hi. And I'm like, hello, hi. And then
in English?
And I give him a hard time in English right there to see what he does know or not. Just joking with him. And then I say like, oh no, we can speak Portuguese. And then we laugh. And then I leave him. And then I have goosebumps all over my body. I didn't know if it was this kid or if not. And I was like, I think this is the reason why I'm here this time. Mm. And so when we go to the talkings, we're always saying, you know, you don't need to be violent. Violent is not the answer. You can end your journey right there. You can be in other ways to people. And that's one of the most valuable experiences I had in there in Campinas, which I thought it was really amazing.
Mm, I am so happy that you can do that. And I thank you so much for committing to do that. It is a big commitment. You've got kids, young kids of your own, too. What ages?
Oh, I have Arthur, 12, and Philip is 8. Mm-hmm. So they're in a good phase now, I'd say. It's where they get their
certainly becoming little gentlemen
now,
and with freedom of choice, maybe. I'm just thinking, does this make you and Orvaldo different parents, do you think, knowing what you know now?
I think the dealing with the horses, to be precise on what you say, because sometimes for kids you can easily say no and then say a yes. And I think that definitely helps with being more consistent as a parent. I think it really helped me with Arthur. He's a little bit more of he gives us more of a challenge. And it did help me to deal with all the mothership and how to work with them. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What you just said about horses is so valuable too. The yes and the no's, that's a big part of this intermediate course I listened to the last couple of, well, it's really 10 days, right? The yes and no's to be so clear in your body language and everything, not punitive, not discipline, but just affirmation and pushback, you know, with our bodies, just bigger, smaller, pressure off, pressure on. And I guess it works somewhat like that with kids too.
Yes, it works with the kids, and you gotta be precise with the language, with the body, and with your emotions too, because you can't be punitive for the stuff on your emotions, you know. I think especially for Arthur, because he's so sensitive to all the energy around. And to have a calm posture, even though you're saying no, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. even though you're not giving him what he wants, but staying calm, and it's still a no, mm-hmm. you know. This definitely helped on to regulate myself mm-hmm. to be able to regulate him as well.
Strong point. Strong point for us horsemen and for us moms there too. Thanks, Bea. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your honesty about being with horses, and I hope some people will relate to that too, and hang in there with horses and become better students of horses, and they make us better students as well.
Yeah I hope I've been very enlightening to people, and I hope people that are scared of horse that they don't just hide underneath, you know. Go get an education. Go learn about them, because it's amazing. It's an amazing journey to learn what they can offer us and what we can offer them as well.
For details about today's show, go to horsemanshipradio.com, where you can find links and photos and more information about our guests. We love connecting with the listeners. So please follow us on Facebook, under facebook.com/Monty Roberts, and Instagram. That's instagram.com/Monty_Roberts. Many thanks to our sponsors too. That's handsongloves.com and montyrobertsuniversity.com. Be sure to visit all the other great shows on the Horse Radio Network at www.horseradionetwork.com. Until next time, have many happy horse hours.